Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says investments from Nordic countries in India rose by 200% in past decade. Attends third Indo-Nordic summit in Oslo with counterparts from Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark. Russian President Vladimir Putin to attend New Delhi BRICS summit in September this year. In Damascus, one killed and a dozen injured in bomb blast outside Syria's defense ministry. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus expresses concern over rapid spread of Ebola outbreak as death toll rises to 131. And Manoj Kumar Sharma appointed as new Chief Justice of Nepal Supreme Court. India and the Nordic nations comprising Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland and Iceland have elevated their bilateral ties to a green technology and innovation strategic partnership. Mr. Modi made the announcement while addressing a joint press meet with leaders of Nordic nations after attending the third India-Nordic summit in Norwegian capital Oslo today.
आज हमने भारत और नॉर्डिक संबंधों को ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी एंड इनोवेशन स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का स्वरूप देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस ग्रीन टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप से हम आइसलैंड की जियोथर्मल और फिशरीज, नॉर्वे की ब्लू इकोनॉमी और आर्कटिक और सभी नॉर्डिक देशों की मैरिटाइम और सेंसिटिविटी में एक्सपर्टीज को, सस्टेनेबिलिटी की एक्सपर्टीज को भारत के स्केल के साथ जोड़कर पूरे विश्व के लिए एक बेहतर भविष्य सुनिश्चित करेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said in past 10 years, bilateral trade between India and Nordic countries has increased about 4 times.
10 वर्षों में हमारा bilateral trade लगभग 4 गुना बढ़ा है. Nordic देशों के investment fund भी भारत की rapid growth में अहम साझेदार बन रहे हैं. पिछले एक दशक Nordic देशों से भारत में निवेश में लगभग 200% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है. तेजी से बढ़ते ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट ने भारत की ग्रोथ स्टोरी में तो योगदान दिया ही है, साथ ही नॉर्डिक देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में भी बहुत सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है और हजारों नए जॉब्स क्रिएट किए हैं.
Prime Minister Modi affirmed that the relations between India and the Nordic countries are set to usher in a new golden era with the recently concluded trade agreements, including Trade and Economic Partnership and India-EU Free Trade Deal. On terrorism, Mr. Modi said, the two sides have a clear and a united stand, no compromise, no double standards. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark reiterated their commitment to shared values of democracy, a rules-based global order and urgent reforms in multilateral institutions in today's changing world. Acknowledging India's global stature, they stressed the need for enhanced cooperation with New Delhi as countries sharing similar values, particularly to address the challenges of conflict and global disruptions. Prime Minister Modi has since left for Italy on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and UAE. Mr. Modi is set to arrive in Italy's capital, Rome, later tonight. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Talent and innovation exchange between India and Italy is expected to grow in the coming years. Speaking ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit, which forms the final leg of his five-nation tour, Indian Ambassador Vani Sarraju Rao said the trip would provide an important opportunity to address issues related to the mobility and welfare of the Indian community. Ms. Rao noted that the Migration and Mobility Agreement signed in 2023 is already operational between the two countries. She expressed optimism that the movement of Indian students, currently around 5,000 in Italy, as well as academicians and researchers, is likely to increase in the near future. She further highlighted trade, defense, mobility, maritime security and port-related cooperation as key priority areas for bilateral discussions.
Defense will be an important area where we are going to see how we can boost industrial partnerships. Both countries attach a great deal of importance to maritime security and we are looking at strengthening our respective supply chains, building resilient trade partnerships its energy security, and also to ensure that the industrial ecosystems of the two countries become competitive globally.
This is Suparna Bhatia from Rome.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh reached Seoul today on a three-day official visit to South Korea after concluding his Vietnam tour. In South Korea, Defense Minister Mr. Singh will hold bilateral talks with his counterpart Ang Kyu Bak. Earlier in the day, Defense Minister Mr. Singh called on President of Vietnam Tho Lam in Hanoi and reaffirmed India's commitment to further deepen defense cooperation between the two countries. The Kremlin today confirmed that Russian President Vladimir Putin will attend the BRICS summit scheduled to be held in September this year in New Delhi under India's chairmanship. The Russian embassy in South Africa, in a social media post, cited an aide to President Putin, Yuro Ushakov, as saying that the Russian president will attend the summit on 12th and 13th of September. This will be Putin's second visit to India in less than a year. He previously visited New Delhi in December last year for the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in China this evening to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. According to the Kremlin, two leaders will discuss economic cooperation and major regional and global issues. The visit also marks 25 years of the Sino-Russian Treaty of Friendship. The talks come as China balances its ties with both the United States and Russia amid global geopolitical tensions. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Nepal's Parliamentary Hearing Committee, PHC, has unanimously approved Supreme Court Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma as the new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court following a parliamentary hearing held today. Traditionally, Nepal's judiciary has followed the convention of appointing the senior most judge as Chief Justice, a practice regarded as essential for maintaining institutional stability. In Syria, one soldier was killed and around a dozen people were injured after a bomb exploded outside the Defense Ministry building in Damascus today. The Defense Ministry said that soldiers discovered a bomb that was ready to be detonated in the central Bab Sharqi district of Damascus. As they were attempting to dismantle it, a car exploded nearby, killing a member of the military and injured several others. The ministry said the blast occurred outside a building linked to the Defense Ministry, but gave no further details. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. United Arab Emirates Defense Ministry today said the drones that targeted the Baraka nuclear power plant came from Iraq. Earlier, drones struck the perimeter of the Baraka nuclear power plant in the Al Dhafra region, setting fire to an electrical generator outside the facility's inner boundary. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, though Iran has and its proxies have been suspected. The Democratic Republic of Congo's health ministry today said the Ebola outbreak began several weeks ago, with the death toll now rising to 131. Congo's health minister, Samuel Roger Kamba, said investigations were underway to determine whether the deaths and 513 suspected cases were actually linked to the disease. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus expressed grave concern over the rapid spread and growing scale of the outbreak, adding that the agency's emergency committee will meet later today. Officials warn that the numbers are likely to increase as surveillance expands. In Kenya, public transport operators have suspended their nationwide strike for 1 week to allow consultations with the government, bringing to a halt 2 days of protest that left 4 people dead and more than 30 injured. Negotiations between the government and transport operators had broken down after operators demanded a reduction in fuel prices to ease the burden of rising transport costs on both themselves and commuters. Interior Minister Kipchumba Murkomen said negotiations with all fuel stakeholders would take place within 7 days to address the pricing issue. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says investments from Nordic countries in India rose by 200% in past decade, attends third India-Nordic summit in Oslo with counterparts from Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark. Russian President Vladimir Putin to attend New Delhi BRICS summit in September this year. In Damascus, one killed and a dozen injured in bomb blast outside Syria's defense ministry. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus expresses concern over rapid spread of Ebola outbreak as death toll rises to 131. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.